Have you ever heard of the term post-abortion syndrome prior to reading Mamma Mia's article, or did it just come as a bit of surprise to you to hear about this supposed syndrome?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a term that's recognised by international psychological associations, and nor is it confirmed in any of the studies in the literature. So, no, it's a term that's kind of been invented to kind of exaggerate, I think, the impact that abortion can have.
Do you feel that there's a misunderstanding or lack of knowledge surrounding the potential emotional impacts of abortion?
Not really. I mean, I think that many women feel, you know, do have an emotional response, which may be relief for some women, grief, sadness. But generally, these emotional responses are transient. And many of the very good studies that have looked at this have found that when they follow up women, even in the short term, and even up to 5 years, you know, most women are really happy with their decision, and very few women have psychological, you know, impacts.
Right. So it's more of an already kind of understood emotional response, such as sadness and grief, but not a post-abortion syndrome kind of thing.
No. And many women receive counselling before they make a decision, and they're allowed to have long discussions about what their circumstances are, and they make their own decision. And so many of the kind of issues they think through, you know, occur before they make a decision, and they're very well supported. And Children by Choice is an organisation in Queensland which supports women around termination of pregnancy, and they report that they get around 4,000 calls to the service, and less than 3% of these calls in the last few years have related to women seeking counselling after an abortion. So it's not a common need amongst women.
Right. I guess the impact of abortion on mental health issues has been studied for quite a while. Earlier studies did demonstrate that women choosing to have an abortion were at higher risk of psychological illnesses. Why did these earlier studies demonstrate a link between abortion and mental illness?
It was really because they were comparing different outcomes. So they were often comparing women who had an unwanted pregnancy and chose abortion with women who had a wanted pregnancy and were continuing the pregnancy. So the newer studies have really tried to address the methodological problems of these earlier studies and the design problems. And the Turnaway study is one of the landmark studies in the US, where it recruited women, all of whom had an unwanted pregnancy and were seeking an abortion. So many those women turned up to abortion centres. Some of them ended up not getting an abortion because they presented too late. So the women that did have an abortion and those that actually then continued an unwanted pregnancy were followed up now for many years. And really they found that abortion didn't increase a woman's risk of experiencing symptoms such as depression, post-traumatic stress or anxiety. And actually, in fact, those who were denied abortion initially had higher levels of anxiety than women who actually were able to get an abortion for an unwanted pregnancy. But this difference didn't persist over time. So there were no differences. So really there's no adverse impact either way of continuing. But women who did continue with the pregnancy kind of had less positive outlook on their ability to develop their career plans and their life plans, basically.
Yeah, right. I guess, do you feel like earlier and perhaps not as accurate or specific research into mental illness and abortions has continued to impact the public understanding of abortion?
I really don't think so. I mean, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding in our community. We've just done a recent survey in New South Wales, and around 70% of the population didn't know that abortion is still within the criminal code in New South Wales. So I think there's a lot of misunderstandings because it's not talked about generally, but I think that I mean, the evidence is there that women who experience abortion just, you know, choose to have an abortion at some stage in their life, and probably about one in four women, Australian women, do have an abortion in their life, in their reproductive life. They just kind of get on with their lives. They don't dwell on it. They don't talk about it. And there's obviously a stigma around it still in Australia. And we need to start talking about it more. We need to start talking about the fact that there are no detrimental impacts on psychology, on psychological well-being, and that women women who may want to have an abortion because of emotional, psychological, you know, financial or social reasons, then, you know, overwhelmingly the outcomes are positive for those women.
Right. I guess you did mention the stigma and a bit of maybe a misunderstanding of getting abortions in Australia. Do you feel like those seeking abortion in Australia do have the access to the correct information?
I mean, I think access is problematic, and it's different from different states. For example, in New South Wales, there's very little public hospital services, so women have to pay enormous amounts to obtain a termination of pregnancy. So that's really, really difficult for many women who may be financially, you know, they may be seeking a termination for financial reasons, and yet they have to pay around $400 for a private service. So I think there's not a lot of knowledge about the access issues. I think that's a major issue in many states for women. I think if they can get accurate knowledge, there's obviously some inaccurate knowledge on the internet about termination of pregnancy, but certainly there is available, good sites available to provide good information.